Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing our state's entrepreneurial community, and here to help us, as usual, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So the swamp is not the same swamp that it used to be.
Holy moly, have we lived through a week that's unprecedented, you know, things that we never thought saw coming. To a certain extent, we're shaken to our core. I think it's a really interesting time where we can begin to think about, you know, what's going to change going forward. I mean, we are living through the redefinition of a new normal. That happens when crisis occurs. And I know Angela Merkel said that, you know, she sees this as the equivalent of World War II in terms of the transformation of our society. You know, when I was a child, my grandmother had a picture and my mother had a dress that was made out of bandages because that was all the cloth that was available. And I just remember being struck by that. And I do think we're going through a similar kind of period of time where we're just going to completely reframe, you know, the new normal going forward. So I've got some areas where I think there's some real exceptional opportunities. One of those is just kind of groceries and restaurants. I mean, we are all now focused on at-home delivery, curbside pickup. Don't you think that that's probably going to be something that once we get kind of accustomed to it, we're going to see more of going forward?
The large companies, of course, they have this. You know, they have curbside pickup, but a lot of the small mom and pop restaurants and service industries don't. So I imagine they'll be reevaluating their models and adopting this.
Right. And as consumers get accustomed to it, you know, when the virus passes, we're still going to be demanding more of this kind of takeout, curbside delivery kind of service. I think a huge area that's going to get disrupted is education. I mean, all of a sudden now, everybody's keeping their children at home. You know, they're beginning to experience education online. You know, the teachers are starting to figure out how to deliver education online. This is true both at a college level, and it's also true with K through 12. I mean, we've closed every public school now. And as parents and students and teachers become acclimated to this kind of instruction, it's going to impact how education is delivered in the future, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's also going to have a huge impact on the internet infrastructure. Is it ready for that?
Oh, you know, I hear that all the time. I mean, a lot of the companies I'm working with are telling people to work at home. And the question is, can everybody work at home at one time? Do we have the infrastructure to support that, you know, or the cloud services to support that? Major companies are going through that process of trying to figure out whether they're capable of having people work from home. But, you know, once people do that, once they work from home, once they're successful, once they experience that, you know, that's going to be a driver of how the workforce is organized going forward. Another one of those industries I think is being impacted significantly, right? I mean, the whole, you know, social distancing thing we're going through is to prevent a spike, you know, in the healthcare industry that just overwhelms it. And so you're going to see a growth of things like telemedicine, where, you know, people at home are able to log into a physician or a nurse and get, you know, some advice and maybe even a prescription for some things. And they don't even have to go into the clinic to be examined. I mean, that's not going to be a solution for all things. Sometimes, you know, the doctor needs to physically see you, but I think we're going to see that more and more this growth of telemedicine is going to be a game changer. And once people get accustomed to it, you know, they're not going to want to go back.
You mentioned education, and of course, that's a big part of government, but government as a whole, not just education, will be changed dramatically going forward.
Sure. I mean, I just completed the census online. And I guess as I did that, the question I had was, you know, if I can complete the census on which billions of dollars in spending is based, why can't I vote online? So that's another one of those things where I think people are going to get, you know, more accustomed to dealing with the government, you know, from home and not having to go to some physical location to engage.
Well, John, thank you so much for the update. We look forward to talking again.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.